right, folks, we're back again. This is Book Chat 9, and today I am reviewing Dispatcher. She's reviewing Lightbringer 3. What is it called?
Broken Eye.
All right, let's talk about Dispatcher. It's by John Scalzi. Whatever her broken eye thing is. I am Ishan Lilith. She's Ritu Lilith, and we're back with another book chat. So let me tell you, this book came out of nowhere. John Scalzi's Dispatcher, I just got it for free from Audible. It is narrated by Zachary Quinto, the guy from Heroes, Star Trek, Spock, the new Spock. Okay, and John Scalzi, I'm a major fan of John Scalzi. I've read his Old Man's War series. I am one of those people who pre-ordered his Lock-In. And I was coming back from a very sad, depressing time in my life known as The Blinding Knife. By Brent Weeks.
You don't like your fantasies to be dark, do you?
I do like them to be dark, but I like them to be entertaining, not depressing. And this book, anything would have helped me right then and then. But this book just blew my mind. Okay, so the premise of this book is people no longer die. They can no longer be killed. If you kill somebody, they show up at their house in about a few minutes.
Just get rebooted.
Yeah, unwounded. Okay, so people, to kill somebody, you have to commit, to die, you have to commit suicide. Okay? Or you have to be very patient. Starve people to death or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there are these state-owned, like cops. So there are state-owned people who dispatch people. So your insurance agencies need these guys. So like if a surgery is going wrong, that's an accident. The person dies. So you have a dispatcher who bloody shoots them in the head. And they show up at their home.
Wait a minute. Let me just try to understand this premise. So you are a person. You've got some grouse with somebody, and that person shoots you, and you
in your bed, naked, in about a few minutes.
So you just fire. You just magically.
Exactly. In this book, somebody threatens the main lead. I'm going to run you over with a car. So the cop goes like, "You're not really going to kill him." Yeah, but it sure will hurt.
Yeah, it will.
So it's like. The world he's built, again, John Scalzi, he merges sci-fi, fantasy, and everything so well. And with that sarcastic narration, I want more. Scalzi, sir, Zachary Quinto, you guys rock together. I thought Will Wheaton did John Scalzi amazingly, but Zachary Quinto just blew my mind. I want more of this. And the sad bit is, like, it's a novella. It's, like, 2 hours, 1 minute or something. It's a novella, and it just blew by. I was like, all right, I really want more. There are podcasts which are longer than this. Come on. And it was so much fun.
He's amazing. Remember the green people in Old Man's War?
They are green. Those soldiers are green.
Yeah, the soldiers.
All the old guys.
Yeah. He's amazing. He comes out with the most far-fetched things and actually explains them that it can be possible.
In this one, it's not possible. They haven't figured it out. How's it happening? There's God hypothesis, there is theological hypothesis, there's a lot of things happening. I don't know. I hope I get a full book of this so that I can, go through it. I don't know. I'll rate this book. I want to give this 5, but no. There are loopholes. So I'll give this 4. 4 out of 5. This is amazing. This is amazing. Now, how did your Lightbringer 3 do?
More of the same, more of the same. Broken Eye is. I'm in with this. Gavin is totally colorblind by now.
Okay. We left him over there.
At that time he was just missing a few colors.
No, we left him over there where I don't want to spoil anywhere. So.
And Andros Gyle is no longer a white.
Mm-hmm.
He's younger than he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And nastier.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, he wants to be the Prism.
No, he wants to be the Promarcus.
I want the same thing, ma'am.
No, he's not a Prism, you see, because he doesn't see so many colors. He's just red.
Okay. Isn't he a polychrome or something like that?
No, he's not a polychrome.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, Andros Gyle is gaining in strength. Gavin is dying.
With a... F is Kip.
Kip is
in the sea.
No. Kip from the sea. He has these. He struggles and he comes back.
Okay.
To Chromeria.
Okay.
And the white is dying.
Brilliant.
And
more mess.
More mess.
It's like Ratatouille. Once it's out of the bloody baking pan, doesn't look that good. It doesn't... I don't know what use it is.
But it was gripping. But again, it was like, okay, let's... And then he left me on a cliffhanger again. And the 4th is not out. I am so irritated.
How would you... Okay, give us a review.
Give us a review. Okay. If it's a coming of age of Kip, then okay, Mr. Weeks, you're doing it a little too slowly. Fine, Kip is losing weight. He's coming into himself and all that kind of thing. Obviously, if you're shipwrecked and your half-brother, Karis's son from Gavin,
you're spoiling it.
Okay. So if you've been cast out to die and you're starving and you've got to walk to civilization, you will lose weight. You will also get a lot of experience, hardship.
Hasn't he been through enough? It's like... Hasn't he gotten through enough experience? He's been in 2 wars, please, people. Or Brent Weeks. It's like the bludgeoning of Kip again and again and again. I'm tired of feeling sorry for this guy. I was tired the first book. The second book, I was done. The third book,
By the third book, you feel sorry for anyone who comes and encounters Kip.
Is it?
He couldn't give a rat's ass about anybody else. This is what I think is right. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and...
How many stars?
3.
Oh, so we go lower. We're going lower.
Yeah, the second book was brilliant. The third book, I started feeling in Harry Potter also that there is a formula that this person is writing on.
He's too scared of concluding the plots to end it. That's what I feel. He's just trying to milk it for all it's worth. All right, people. That concludes Lightbringer until she reads the fourth.
And then, I have to read the fourth.
And then we'll come and she'll come and review it. We will not. I have a life. And I'm actually happy in my world, okay? So people...
You have a life, I have a commute.
I can read. I'm going to come back to you guys to review Kelcade's Fear the Dark. No, it's The King's Dark Tidings. Yes, Kelcade's The King's Dark Tidings. That's a book one, and then it's Fear the Darkness. I'm going to come back and review it. These books are doing really well in the market, in the fantasy genre. They're saying if you want bad boys, if you want really dark people with a splash of comedy, this is the book to take and read. So I'm going to read it, review it for you so that you know what you're getting into. And she can read more Lightbringer.
Actually, I went on a totally different tangent. A lighthearted book, Alcatraz.
Brandon Sanderson.
Brandon Sanderson.
I haven't read those. Alcatraz versus the Librarians or something like that.
Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarians.
Okay. Yeah. That one, I wonder how I missed that one. Most probably because of the title. So you're going to review that?
Oh, it is. It's a child's book, but it is so much fun.
Are you going to review that or...?
Yes, let's review that. I'm already on the second part.
Oh, wow. So she can do the first. I can come back and do Kelcade's The King's Dark Tidings. All right, ciao, folks. That's all from us. I'm Ishanad. She's Ritulat. You can catch us on YouTube, Facebook. Not Facebook, sorry. Again, not Facebook. Because I'm lazy, I don't update Facebook. So YouTube, Audio Boom, iTunes, and on our site, search for Sexual Radio. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.